Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
It's a Wednesday afternoon and Gavin joins me from Lee Rowan's Garden World. Hello, Gavin, how are you?
I'm very good. I most certainly do. It comes around quicker and quicker every week.
It does, but I got to tell you, the hot weather, we're in for a scorcher tomorrow, if the Weather Bureau is right. But then it seems as though some coolish weather and some rain is on the way, so gardeners rejoice.
Yes, it might actually be a little bit autumnish. If that's a word, which is what we're all looking forward to, I feel.
Absolutely. Now, today we're talking about getting ready for vegetable and flower gardens to be able to grow them in winter.
Well, yes. Look, this might be very timely because I've been telling everybody March is that month where we change from our summer to our winter crops, as in flowers and veggies for those people that still do a flower garden. So start of March is usually quite hot. That's when you've got the last of the summer stuff in. Get the last crops you possibly can out of that, because realistically between crops, you need to allow at least a couple of weeks for that ground to regenerate, for you to add all this goodness to it, which is what we'll talk about, before you plant the next lot of crops in, because all soil gets a little bit tired between crops. So it needs a little bit of life put into it, a couple of weeks where it can just sit back and relax without having to worry about supporting any plants. So it might be very timely, because if you did it now, that means that Easter being at the end of this month would then be the perfect time to get all those winter flowers, your pansies, violas, primulas, and of course all your fabulous winter veggies. And we'll talk about next week what ones is best to put in for this area, and also all the new releases that the seedling companies are going to bring out for this winter. But that's an episode on its own. So this one is all about how to get the most of them, most out of them, before you actually plant them. And I've always talked a lot about depth of soil. In fact, it's the one thing Jan and Lee back 40 years ago when they opened this place knew, that Newcastle just did not have a good depth of soil. A lot of areas do. Now, I flew over the Tweed Valley only a few weeks ago when I went to the Gold Coast. You land at Coolangatta. As you drop down, you see this beautiful, rich green valley. And the Tweed Valley is always been the same because they have a real good, rich, dark organic soil. Now, when I talk about rich, I mean, it hasn't won lotto. It's just rich as in organic material and microbes and all those good things. You know, they talk about taking all these things to get good gut bacteria for us. Well, the soil is very similar. You need to get all that good bacteria in the soil, which is, you know, encourages worms, encourages all those things that helps the plants grow. And the best way to do that with gardens is to add any type of organic matter you can get your hands on. Now, to help that, they bring out wonderful products. You know, there's a product called planting compost, which is basically a bag of good compost that's got water crystals, it's got gypsum to break up any clay. You can literally build up the garden with that. My friends at Searles brought out one called 5-in-1 compost, which is basically the same idea. It's a 30-litre bag, like a bag of potting mix, except it's rich compost. And we build up the gardens and we replace what the previous summer plants have taken out of the ground, and we have to put that back in before we plant the next crop. As I said, Newcastle tends to be either very clayey and doesn't have a good depth of soil. I mean, when I used to live over at Mainfield, I mean, we had no depth of soil. It was literally clay the moment you put spade in the ground. And then, of course, I moved to Swansea, which was pure sand. So it was exactly the opposite. It had no organic matter either. But the funny thing is, you use the same products at each end to build up that soil and really add all that really good organic matter to it. And the more of that you can add to it, the better results you're going to get. Yeah, even as far as mulches, you know, people say, well, what do I mulch a veggie garden with? And it's, well, the best thing you can do is get something like, for example, a sugar cane that when it's, when you mulch around your veggies with it, at the end of the season, you can actually dig that in and that will improve the soil. I mean, there's no point in putting pine bark or wood chip over a veggie garden because you'd lose half of it when you dug it in. But in the case of sugarcane, that will actually do it the world of good. Now, if you did that every 6 months, you would end up with a really nice, rich soil. Now, the day that you plant, get something like, a 5-in-1 liquid or a sea salt, which is full of all this, if you liken it to humans, all this good bacteria that you can spray on the ground or get a watering can and drench the ground the day you plant. So when you plant these things into it, they've really got a good start to life. And the more a plant has a good start to life, the more you've got, the more chance you've got of it really taking off very well. And that's the whole aim of it, because the quicker we grow this stuff, the quicker we get to eat it, which is the whole idea.
Yeah, also, I suppose it's becoming in vogue, really, to have a little veggie garden in the backyard, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. For that sake, herbs as well. Let's bring them into this. And again, the richer, the more compost, the more organic that soil is, and the more, what would you say, the more you put into it to begin with, the more you get out of it at the other end.
Yeah.
So it's really a big thing to get that soil nice and dark and composty, and as I said, encourage worms in. Worms are marvelous little creatures. You never have to feed them. You never have to do anything. All you've got to do is encourage them to be there, and they'll do the rest for you. They keep the soil all aerated so that it doesn't go hard. They keep it healthy. You can always tell when your soil's not healthy because you just get down on all fours and give it a good sniff, and you can soon tell when it's not healthy. You know, it smells a bit swampy, and we certainly don't want that. We don't want swampy soil.
Bit like your underwear.
Bit like your underwear, yes. Swampy soil is literally when it's just gone too solid, too hard. You keep watering it. The water doesn't go anywhere. It just sticks there and gets at that real horrible acidy, swampy smell. And that's one thing that you never want to encourage for plants. So the more we can encourage the good stuff, the better we get.
You've got all the good stuff at your place.
Certainly do. Certainly do. Loads of it.
I was driving past on the Hunter Expressway the other day, and I saw your outlet at the Hunter. Well, it's not on the Hunter Expressway. It's off the Hunter Expressway, isn't it?
It backs onto it.
It does. Tell us more. Tell us more.
Well, look, it's going to be developed, and we're encouraging that. It's going to be a really good outlet. As I said, at the moment, it's for use for all those interstate trucks to go into there as a depot. We're encouraging these deliveries down to the Central Coast that we can take them out of there. We're actually encouraging everybody to get things in what we know as these big green bags. And big green bags are basically, you can get your products now, your sands, your gravels, all these really good soils, you can get it delivered in a big green bag on the back of a truck so that when you have it dropped off at your house, there's no mess. You just literally, clean up the bag, take the bag away, and there's no mess left on the driveway or anywhere else for that matter. And all these things are going to come out of our Western store. It's actually Sawyer's Gully, but we know it as our Western outlet, and that's going to get developed even further over the next few years. And, it's a very exciting time.
And you've got the other store, so give yourself a plug.
Of course, we do have our head office here at 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay. Now, Hillsborough Road basically runs from the bypass all the way down to Warners Bay. We're at the Warners Bay end. We've got a fabulous cafe, we've got a fabulous gift shop, and we've got fabulous plants.
We'll have a fabulous conversation with you next week.
We will. I shall look forward to it.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. There's Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.